Are you struggling to start any kind of productivity system? Then this week's episode of the Working With podcast is just for you. Hello and welcome to episode 83 of the Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. Okay, this week it's all about setting up your system and sticking with it. I know a lot of people want to create a productivity system, something that helps them to stay on top of their work and the things that are important to them. Yet, they fail to stick with their system or find they are always changing their system and apps and never really feeling they're getting better. Now, before we get into this week's question, I have something really exciting to announce. The Time and Life Mastery online course version 3 is coming out on Thursday. Now, this course will transform your life completely. And this year, it has been completely rewritten and recorded. This course takes you on a journey of discovery. We start with your life. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to have in your life? And how to create a plan to change the way things are today so you can begin down the road towards achieving those goals. Now, once you have a plan in place, you begin the time mastery part of the course, where I show you how to build your plan into your daily life and make sure each day you are making progress towards hitting your milestones and your objectives. This is a complete life transformation course, and this year I have divided it up over 4 days. Although for you big achievers, it is actually possible to do the course in just 1 day. And throughout the course, you complete a number of exercises designed to help you to create the vision and the plan you want for you and your family. More details of this course can be found on the course's website, which is www.timeandlifemastery.com. Okay, on to this week's question. And that means it's now time for me to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Richard. Richard asks, "Hi, Carl. I have tried everything to get my life more productive, but I can't just get anything to stick. Do you have any tips on how to get started and stay with the system?"
Oh boy, this is one of those questions I get all the time. There is so much advice out there, and a lot of it great advice. But I think sometimes that's the real problem. There is so much great advice, it can be very hard to choose which advice is best for you. And in that statement is the heart of my answer to you, Richard. Whatever advice you take, it has to work for you. Now, I understand we all work differently. That's one of the wonderful things about being human. We are all so amazingly diverse. With that, though, comes the issue that one size definitely does not fit all. I like all my stuff to be organized in its rightful place. When I get home at the end of the day, my bag goes next to my desk, my phone goes in the same place, and my AirPods immediately get put back in their case. My wife, on the other hand, is completely opposite. Her bag goes wherever she drops it, and her AirPods sometimes get left out on the dining table, sometimes on her dressing table, and in the winter sometimes put in her coat's pocket. So the reality is you need to build a system that works the way you work, and to do that you need to understand how you work. An example of this is I recommend you spend around 10 minutes at the end of the day processing all the stuff you have collected that day in your inbox and plan what you will prioritize tomorrow. Now, in most people's cases that works very well, yet I have a number of clients who wake up early and find doing their processing and planning early in the morning is better. Now, processing and planning is important if you are going to get control of your day. Without a plan, the day will grab control of you and your time, and you will feel very busy but achieve very little of importance. So there is a great starting point. When will you do your planning? Morning or evening? Pick one. Then schedule it. Schedule 20 to 30 minutes for processing every day. And when I say processing, I mean processing and organizing. Of course, the goal is to get that down to 10 minutes, hence the phrase I use, the golden 10. But in the early days of your journey, it will take longer. Once you have set time each day to process and plan, you are really 50% of the way to having a great system. Now for the other 50%. This is really dominated by collecting. If you're not collecting everything that comes your way, you will have nothing to organize at the end of the day. And if you have nothing to organize, you'll have nothing to plan for. So collecting does need to be done. I found this is an area a lot of people skip because they erroneously believe they will remember to do something. So they collect some things and not collect others. The problem with not collecting everything is it only takes one drama for your brain to forget what it was you wanted to remember. For instance, you could be waiting to cross the road and remember you need to send something to your colleague in Frankfurt. As you're waiting, a friend you haven't seen for a long time taps you on the back and you then engage in a short conversation ending with a promise to do lunch next week. Now you have two things to remember, but you are so excited about catching up with your friend, you completely forget about sending the file to your colleague in Frankfurt. When you take those few seconds to collect your tasks, ideas, and events, you do not forget. You've collected them, and those things can now be processed when you have time for processing later in the day. So how do you get started? This is possibly the hardest part. The reason is because you need to stop firefighting, and for many people, firefighting is addictive. You feel you have to always be running around putting out fires, and when you are not doing so, you feel incredibly uncomfortable. You have to stop. Now, depending how much backlog you have and how much important work you have neglected, this will determine how much time you need. Typically, I find most people need at least one whole day, although it is not unheard of some requiring 2 or even 3 days to get themselves sorted out. Often, the GTD Mindsweep is a great place to start, but I've found setting up a framework to collect and organize your stuff is actually a better place to start. After all, if you follow the concept of dumping everything on your mind into an in-basket, at the end of the process, you have an in-basket full of stuff and nowhere to organize it. Selecting what tools you want and what storage you want to use, I feel, is a better place to start. This way, if the tools you select are new to you, you can be learning to use those as you collect and organize. A sort of killing two birds with one stone. Part of a great system is you know how to use your tools properly. And more importantly, your use of those tools is fast. Once you have the framework in place, you need to gather all your stuff you have around you that needs doing. Go through your email, go through any inboxes you have for notes, and go through any bits of paper you may have collected that have ideas, tasks, or events on them. Get them all in their rightful place. Set up your calendar to work for you. Your calendar is the anchor that brings everything together. Your calendar is what tells you what needs to be done and when and how much time you have available each day for the work that needs doing. It never lies. This helps you to get a realistic perspective about what you can achieve each day. Okay, so now you've taken the plunge. You've put a stop to all your inputs for one day or more. You have a framework in place and you're ready to reopen the floodgates and allow stuff to restart. How do you get yourself to stick with the system? Two words, self-discipline. Yes, you're going to need a lot of it. You're going to have to install some new habits, and to do that, you will need self-discipline and, according to research, 66 days to install those habits. That is going to be hard. You are going to fall off the wagon and you're going to slip up on some days. But just because you fall off the wagon or you slip up occasionally doesn't mean you don't get back up and carry on the journey. Get back up and continue is part of the process. We all slip up from time to time, but the important thing is you get back up. Really, all you need to focus on is collecting and giving yourself 10 to 20 minutes at the end of the day to organize what you collected and plan your day. Collecting is just something you do. Sure, you may have to remind yourself from time to time to collect something, but it does not take long to get into that habit. And as for finding those 10 to 20 minutes at the end of the day for organising, well, if you can't find 10 to 20 minutes, then you have a bigger problem than just productivity and time management. Schedule that time on your calendar. Pick a time at the end of the day and create a recurring event with a notification that comes up to remind you. When that notification comes up, stop whatever you are doing and begin organising and planning. If you need to go back and finish off some work after that, that's okay. The important thing is that you have processed and you have a plan for the next day. You see, the plan you have for the next day gives you your purpose. It prepares your mind for the work you plan to do, and it gives you a fighting chance of actually getting those important things done. Now, for those of you who have not already done so, my free COD course is available, and it is free. I highly recommend you take the course now. The course is just a basic introduction to COD, that's collect, organize and do, and it will give you a simple framework in which to build your own system. The 40 minutes you take to do that course will save you a ton of hours later and will help you to finally get you to a place you feel in control. Thank you, Richard, for your question, and thank you all for listening. Now, don't forget, if you have a question, then you can email me at carl@carlpaline.com or DM me on Facebook or Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.